Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text today are the readings just read from the lectern. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, the only Savior of the world. On this day, we break the purple of Lent and instead see upon the altar the white of the festival of the Annunciation. This is a day which speaks to us of the God who does impossible things. We see impossible things happen. Annunciation is March 25th, next Monday. But by the good graces of our Dean of the Chapel, March 25th has become March 22nd. As we celebrate this festival on the last day before spring break, and it's good that we do. For we live in a world that is filled with impossibilities. We look about us and we see a world which, both in its political sphere and in the church, is in turmoil. Less than 2 years ago, the secular media was proclaiming that a new era of peace had broken out across the world. The Cold War was over. There would be no more conflict. That peace was quickly broken by the events of the Persian Gulf. And you and I prayed that war would not come. And we seemed to be powerless, and we were powerless to stop it. We look about us in our society and we see the constant slaughter of the unborn. And yes, we join in protest marches. We speak of God's word, and yet the slaughter continues. And it seems to us to be an impossible situation. We look at the church, and we see that first the church has always struggled, but we live in a time when it seems the church struggles in many and various ways, where even Christian brothers who claim to walk together sometimes find it very difficult to even talk together. Charges and countercharges can so fill the air that sometimes it's very difficult to hear the gentle voice of the Good Shepherd. And we want to change it, but it's impossible for us. This day speaks to us of a God who does the things that we cannot do. Today we remember that Jesus Christ was born into this world incarnate, and that his incarnation reverses all impossibilities. We have limitations. He does not. He is the God of the impossible. Put the words of the angel to Mary, those words read from the lectern, into the context in which they were spoken. It too was a world in turmoil, both within the political world and the religious world. In the political world, Israel's power had been gone for these many centuries. Not since the days of Solomon and David had Israel flourished. Yes, there were a few moments when renewal would come and Israel would again find prosperity, but those moments were few and far between. And at the time of the incarnation, this people chosen by God to bring forth Messiah were under the thumb of a Roman emperor who had even given them their very own puppet king to rule. It was a mess. The religious world was no better. Judaism was splintered. We read about that in the pages of the New Testament with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Zealots and the Essenes. In the midst of it all, even the messianic hope was somehow muted, except for the voices of a few apocalyptic visionaries. The Messiah seemed a distant promise from the past. It's in that situation, that impossible world, that the angel came to Mary and came with an impossible promise. You will conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. It was an impossible promise. Mary was a virgin, and she knew that virgins did not bear children. How shall this be? since I have no husband. This child to be born of Mary was an impossible child. She was to conceive not by the will of a man, but by the will of God. The Holy Spirit was to conceive this child, and therefore the child to be born, said the angel, will be called holy, the Son of God. This young virgin has indeed been called blessed by the church throughout the ages. To her, the church has given the title Mother of God. That title is an offense to many. It has offended every heretic in the church since the earliest days, from Nestorius to Zwingli to their modern spiritual descendants. It is offensive because it speaks of an impossible thing, that God could take on flesh, that God could be born, that God could die, that God could be buried. Yet it is the truth of the incarnation which we gather to celebrate this day in the midst of Lent. God the Creator has united himself to his creation. He has taken residence in the womb of a young virgin named Mary. He whose spirit moved across the face of the earth when it was void and empty and nothing was there and brought life, now moves across the barren and empty virgin womb of Mary and brings forth life. It may be an accident of the church year that the festival of the Annunciation is celebrated 9 months before Christmas, thereby placing it in the midst of Lent. But if it is an accident, it's a wonderful accident. He who was born in the body of Mary himself bore the wounds and shame of death. Her child, the Son of God, that impossible child, has done the impossible. He has been buried. He died. He has completed mankind's salvation. He has again entered a dark and barren place, not the womb of his mother, but the dark and barren place of a tomb. But where he is, death and darkness are banished. In victory, in what C.S. Lewis calls the grand miracle, he emerged from that tomb, destroying the final enemy, death. How surprising that message always is. And yet, did not the angel say, nothing is impossible with God? Our God is the God of the impossible. He has united himself to fallen man, and in that union given to us eternal life. He has united himself to you, not with thunderous displays of his omnipotence, but with the gentle washing of the water with the word. He has sustained you not by removing your humanity, but by feeding you with his. He has renewed you not through signs and wonders, but with the simple words spoken in his stead by another man of clay, your sins are forgiven. He has done the impossible. He has given to you life. He has given to you freedom. He has given to you liberation from the power of death and sin and hell. What then can our God not do? Nothing is impossible for him. That which in our world seems to be insurmountable to us is not impossible for our God. We may not always understand how he is acting or what he is doing, but we know that he is the God of the impossible. By his grace, and only by his grace, can we say with Mary, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be according to me. Let it be to me according to your word. May this God be with you. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.